Hey, what's going on, people? It's your man, Furious Styles. Look, today's IDS is brought to you by the good people over at Lucille Essentials. Check it. I've had the privilege of testing out some of their products, and I can tell you now the results are amazing, okay? The stuff is just bomb. I had some beard oils, I had some soaps, and they really do the trick. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's like, what do you say past is good? I mean, it's good shit. I mean, you know, check it out. Lucille Essentials.
There you go.
Thank you for visiting Lucille Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Happy Memorial Day and welcome to the In Deep Show. For all you hip cats and fancy rats, IDS.
Hey, hey.
For you. I'm your man, Furious Styles. Trying to get this show off the ground with my crew. I have with me today the doctor.
Hey, y'all. I'd just like to say to all the veterans and all our ex-veterans, appreciate everything you do, and happy Memorial Day.
What exactly is an ex-veteran?
Well, one that's like 6 feet under.
He's still a veteran. He's just deceased.
Deceased, okay. Thank you, boy. Deceased veterans and those that are alive. Happy Memorial Day.
And we have with us today, all hail the queen.
Hey. Hey there. Again, I'd like to echo Happy Memorial Day. Y'all are real MVP.
That's right. That's right. For all you do, this show's for you.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
Give me an honor.
You may or may not want to listen. I don't know
what it is. Nah, but you know, we definitely got mad love for our people that serve this country. Yeah. So, extended weekend. How was everyone's extended weekend? Did we get to do all the things that put smiles on our faces?
I did. I did. I worked a couple of days, man, did a little tidbits here and there. My grass is growing a little bit now. I got a new...
A little bit.
It's not as high as it was a couple of weeks ago. You know, I got a new grass cutter because my lawnmower doesn't work. I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm in no hurry to get it fixed as long as I got him. But he's turning out to be not reliable. Hmm. Yeah. So I do not want to buy a new lawnmower though. But anyway,
it's so expensive nowadays.
No shit, man. This ain't like every 2 or 3 years I gotta buy a new lawnmower. And it's not because I, you know, run over rocks and shit and run it into fucking walls. It's just, I don't know. I think that's how they do it. See, that's how they get us, man. You buy a goddamn lawnmower, and 3 years after that, the shit don't work no more.
Or is it because your grass gets really high and it's hard to like cut through that shit? Yeah. I'm just asking a question.
I'm thinking a lawnmower is supposed to last at least 5 to 6 years.
No,
I agree. You put fuel stabilizer in it in the winter?
Fuel stabilizer?
Yes.
No.
Man, that could be part of the problem.
That's what it is. Yeah. But I thought dude used to cut your grass next door. Well, how would you know about fuel stabilizer?
Because I used to have a lawnmower and I used to cut grass before I moved here. Had a home before here, sir. But if you'd like to read about it,
I ain't reading.
You know, there's more than actual experience ways of learning things. There are things called books.
Yeah, I've cut a lot of grass in my days.
I can understand. And you also just admitted that you paid for a lot of lawnmowers. So.
I didn't say I paid for a lot of lawnmowers.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you stole them?
Yeah, I've never. In my life,
I'm just saying,
stolen a lawnmower.
Somehow or another, you admitted that you've gone through lawnmowers.
No, whether I didn't, sir. No, I never said
that. Acquired through ill-gotten gain.
Your Honor, I never said
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
You are badgering the witness.
Well, you're not a witness, actually. You're actually...
What's up with that neck roll?
I don't know. I thought that would help my defense. Damn it. Charnay.
Yes.
Oh, you're weakened.
Staybill is what actually what it's called.
Okay. Hey, do you have a lawnmower I can use?
Staybill. Nope. I got kids that come around and cut it on time.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I didn't know kids were still cutting grass.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either until I got this one.
I can't find any kids in my mom's neighborhood to cut her grass, so we've been cutting it.
Back in the day, that's what we used to do, from cutting lawns and taking people's groceries to the car to going knocking on people's doors, asking if they need their trash taken out. I mean, we was some hustlers back in the day. And we ain't had no money. We knew how to get it. But these kids these days, man.
Easy bastards.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Anyway, enough for old people speak.
Yeah.
Let's see. My weekend was it really flew by. It really did. But Saturday I had fun. My friend had something at her house and I got in the pool. They had some of the kids had like the little Nerf guns and we were, you know, playing with like little water guns, Nerf guns. And you know, I was trying to drown kids. It was great.
Yeah, I know. That's beautiful, isn't it? Especially the ones that keep getting on your nerves.
Right. Hey, man. You can't go in the deep end because you don't know how to swim. You're going to talk smack.
Right,
And I would snatch him up and take him in the deep end. Be like, you want me to let you go? No.
All right. Then they'll message you no
right.
after that.
It was a good time, though.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Good times. But I don't know. Now I'm like, it's Monday. Tomorrow's work.
But maybe the kids like gravitated to you because of the built-in flotation devices.
Could be that too. They were little boys.
I can dig it. Because I'm just picturing like if I was in the water with you, I'd be like.
Well, I don't really think they could officially swim though. Seriously.
All the more reason for you to grab them. I think I'm drowning.
Well, there were other adults in the pool that were down too.
So. I think I'm drowning beside you. I can be mine when I'm over there. Drowning beside you.
Yeah. Either way, whatever. It was still fun. It was a good time. That's a lot of food. It was good.
Well, all right.
Nothing better than a cookout where you can take stuff home and you still eating it like the next day and sometimes the day after.
Okay. That's really what's up right there.
Mm-hmm.
Take a doggy bag home and get down for the next couple of
days. How about it?
Especially if the food good.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to invite both of you to take the next week and visit the newly opened Dave & Buster's because it will be closed in about a month. So, yeah.
They were talking about that at the job, too, but I wasn't really listening, though. What's going on?
It looked like they just... Like, all the people that moved out of Southeast went to Dave & Buster's.
Mm. Okay.
I saw some of the most hood shit ever in my life. This one lady pulled up and was like, there's $170 on this card. I'll be back in a couple hours. I'm like, that child ain't old enough to be by herself.
Oh, my God.
It's bad. It's bad. It was, I mean, that was the most hood shit I think I've ever seen in my life.
More than Chuck E. Cheese?
The guy that was sitting at the booth next to us, the adult, was like, man, this is like a big ass Chuck E. Cheese. Mm. Yeah.
What were you saying, Doc?
She just left him. She just gave him the car and just drove him off.
It's the daycare.
Did you happen to notice at least if there were any friends? Maybe?
Ooh.
Okay. I was hoping maybe once he got inside, he ran across some friends were hanging out.
I didn't follow him around to know all that. All I know is what I saw. I'll be back in a couple hours. Done up. Looked like she was on the way to the club.
You know they had DC had day parties.
Oh, absolutely.
She could have been going to one of those.
I'm pretty sure of it.
Oh, poor little kid. Mm-hmm. Not that he or she probably gave any fucks, but
right.
They probably were like, bye, go up in here and do some things.
So we're going to hear about a lot of kids that turns up missing and on the Amber.
No, we're just going to hear about another facility shut down. I knew it was going to happen, though. That's the sad thing about it.
Where is it?
It's right up the street, right there at Ritchie Road. It sits right
across
off the
from the Wawa?
Yep, in that little circle. Mm-hmm. Right off.
Pretty sad.
Mm. Well, let's have some faith.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, let's at least hope that they employ more PG County police officers to stay out front.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, they will. As a few kids come up missing.
Shit, it ain't even about the kids. It's about the shooting and the fighting and shit that's about to start happening up there. Hell with the kids. Can't wait for black kids don't come up missing. Mm. Anyway, my weekend... My weekend was sort of blah. I didn't really do anything. Just rested. Got a lot of sleep. Thank God for that. A lot of sleep.
The best weekend you can have.
I know.
Well, in my book, anyway.
I needed it. I've been fighting this cold for a few weeks and finally got some rest and I kind of feel it going away. I think the end of it is doing its thing right now. So.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
Yep.
She's right there in my ear. hit that ass, you belong to me. Bestie, you know what I'm saying? If I grab the little loop, not that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Chris Brown did a concert in Dallas last year. Okay. Now, this dude, his name is Mark Stevenson. Okay. Now, he passed his hat to one of Chris Brown's, I guess, one of the entourage or one of his people. And he was supposed to pass the hat to Chris so Chris could sign it, you know, get an autograph and pass it back. Okay, but apparently my man didn't get his hat back. And he said he also got roughed up by Chris's people, entourage or whatever you want to call them these days. He said he got roughed up. He didn't get his hat back. Now my man is suing. He going hard. He said, hey.
What's up, nigga?
All right, Brian, how you doing? He say, man, look, I want my hat back. I ain't get my hat. Ain't nobody sign my hat. Man. The hat cost $25, and this dude, he won $225 for his seats, his floor seats, apparently the floor seats that he had at the concert when he passed the alleged hat. Plus, he wants $2,500 for the bullying. Okay, now you add all that shit up and it comes up to $2,750. For the hat. Now, good luck on getting your $2,750, dog. Why you wait a whole year to talk about that shit anyway?
Right.
I have no idea.
And how much do you have to pay a lawyer to do this?
Probably $2,750.
$2,725.
Yeah, how about that? So, good luck on bringing all that shit up for that hat that you probably paid $15 for. All right, moving on. Johnny Depp. Did I talk about Johnny Depp's divorce last show?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? I don't either. But I'm going to speak on it a little more. Anyway, to be honest with you, I did not know Johnny Depp was married. Maybe it was me, but apparently he is. He's married to Amber Heard. Okay. Now, first when it came out, you know, they were getting a divorce and everything with no prenup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we know how much y'all think Johnny Depp worth. I mean, right off the bat, I don't know. I don't have it written down either. But dude,
at least think a couple $100 million at least, or $80-100 million at least.
I would say somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
But I don't have it written down. I should have did that. But anyway, I know dude is worth. He's up there. He's the Bama. From what I hear, he's got his own island and all that kind of shit. So when you got to know your own island. You pretty much caked up. But anyway, from what I hear, when they first started going through the divorce thing, violence wasn't brought up. You know, violence during the marriage or whatever. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But anyway. Now I had to scoop down a little bit more. But anyway, now all of a sudden, she said that Johnny was very violent to her. He smacked her in the face with an iPhone and did all this shit.
I hope it was a 6 Plus.
What?
Because it's a bigger phone.
Okay, perhaps. I don't know.
I hope you know that voids his warranty.
If it didn't crack, it did.
I know.
Oh, is that how it works?
I guess.
Y'all should know. Y'all the iPhone king and queen. But anyway, all of a sudden, now this violent shit is coming up. At first, apparently they were just getting divorced because, you know, I guess they didn't love each other anymore and you know, so on and so forth. But anyway, it's coming up now. This is what Amber says, that he was violent during their couple of years, you know, together.
They were only married for 15 months, though.
I say a couple of years, 15 months. You know what I mean?
I mean, they may have been together a little bit longer. But they were married only for 15 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But Vanessa, which is...
And sauces.
Yeah, the sauces. You know, I say 2 years, 15 months. Okay, give or take a couple months. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Okay. But anyway, But Vanessa Paradis, okay, Johnny's partner, and well, they never got married either, but she has two kids by him. They were together from 1998 to 2012.
Okay, I'd be pissed if I was her.
Huh?
I would be pissed.
Yeah.
If I wanted to get married.
It would be somebody that you had kids by.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
you would. You were together for a really long time.
Right, right.
And then next thing you know, you're going to meet this chick and get married.
Her with no prenup.
No prenup. No
How
kids.
About How about that? Anyway, she comes to Johnny's defense. She said, the 14 years that I've met him, I mean, that I've known him, you know, they had two kids, Lily Rose, who's 17, and Jack, who's 14. She says Johnny has always been a loving dude, a loving person, and he's never physically abused her. You know, even Johnny's parents said that, too. They were like, he ain't that type of dude. So now, all of a sudden, this broad want to come over that shit because I think because it was no prenup and she just want to try to find some grounds and try to get some goddamn money. You know what I'm saying? But what you think, though, if they don't have a prenup,
well, I mean,
is she entitled to, you know?
I think if whatever he made in the last 15 months is not like, I don't think he's entitled to all the money he's made, you
right,
know, at
before.
A, right before they got together. I don't think she's entitled to that.
Well,
I think it's only...
No,
I do. I really think it's only what he made within the 15 months. So, I mean, but you know Johnny Depp be making movie after movie after movie.
Right.
So, you know, Alice in Wonderland 2 is coming out and something else
no
is probably
prenup.
Coming out.
There's no prenup. So what is there legally to say that she's not entitled to half?
I don't think it would be half. Again, if it was, I think it would be what he made up into, you know, the 15 months they were together. It's not the whole time.
Okay.
You know, first of all, I mean, you know, I don't think any judge would give her half of his money, especially when he has his ex and then he has the two kids and, you know.
Right.
So.
Right. This is going to be kind of interesting.
I would hope
see.
She wouldn't be that petty, but who knows? Yeah. I know she wants alimony. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I give her like, what would you give her to just make her go away? Like $4-5 million? Go ahead and get.
Shit, I wouldn't even give her that much.
Wouldn't give her that much?
Hell no.
What would you give her, Brian?
If I got to give her alimony too?
Nah, if I give you that, that's it.
Yeah. Well, she's looking for alimony.
What, $3 million, Brian?
I'll give her some good advice.
Nah, for real though, man. You know you got to smash her off something. It's okay. Alrighty.
Surprise. Shit the judge don't make me do.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there. Okay, now I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now. It's Cincinnati.
But then I checked myself into some type of therapy. Some type of counseling to find out what the fuck's making me so goddamn stupid. To just keep on jumping from broad to broad and fucking my money up.
Mm. How about it? Mm. Okay, moving on. I'm pretty sure y'all heard in Cincinnati, a 4-year-old baby boy. Okay, apparently his mother wasn't keeping her eye on him. Got into the gorilla's den.
You said 4 year?
4-year-old.
Okay.
Boy. Now, have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now, the way that fucking gorilla was dragging a little shorty around, I mean, that was some scary shit. Okay. Now, had that been Kayla down there, I would have jumped in there. I'm sorry. That's my daughter. I'm going to jump in there. His mother was up there talking about something. I'm right here with you, Johnny. I'm right here. And you know, I mean, come on now. I don't know whether she had other kids still up there with her or not. But I'm saying, once I saw my son or my daughter was down there, just me, I'd have been down there. But anyway, they, what? Oh, I saw your arm moving. I thought you had something. Okay.
I wouldn't have been down there.
Huh?
I wouldn't have gone down there.
You wouldn't went down there for Kayla?
Nope. First of all, Kayla wouldn't have been down there.
Well, I'm yeah.
I understand
yeah.
what you're saying, but hell no. You see, when my child is in public, it's still up to me to raise my child. For some reason, when certain kids are out in public, they feel that this is the time for the community to either raise or take part in dealing with what they lack doing at home, like giving the children home training. So I got to deal with your child rude at dinner in a restaurant and loud, no indoor voice, blah, blah, blah. And I got, nah, I'm all right. I'd have threw rocks at that motherfucking, if it wasn't my kid, I'd have threw rocks at that motherfucking girl and make that nigga mad.
Well, all right.
Teach that mother a lesson.
All right, everyone. Throw rocks at the gorilla. All right.
Provoke this motherfucker.
But anyway,
lesson has to be learned here. Now, innocent gorilla's dead.
I feel like a lesson was learned. That little motherfucker will not climb down and do that nothing like that
me?
Again.
You think his privilege is going to stop at a gorilla? And she says his privilege points just went up tenfold. Like, nigga, gorillas die behind me. Mm-hmm. Like, I took on the 400-pound gorilla I won.
Oh, man.
If he was older, I would think he would probably.
You think I'm gonna listen to my mother? Because they're gonna tell that story over and over and over and over again, and they're gonna drill it into his head by the time he's a teenager.
He gets older, he may be.
Ma, get the fuck out of my room! I took on the fucking gorilla. I'll take you on too. and then we have to sit around and not watch Modern Family because the news break of another privileged kid gone wrong and shot up another school. Because nobody gave him some fucking home training.
But I'm thinking, what kind of barriers do they have in the Cincinnati Zoo where a four-year-old kid can just slide through a wire or whatever and just get down there anyway? You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, of course, the mother's neglect for watching the kid. Sure. Of course that. But damn, how little shorty just get down there?
Right.
God damn. Boy, I tell you. I don't know. I still would have went down there after Caleb, though. I don't give a fuck with nobody. So.
That's what's up.
But anyway, the little boy, he was hurt, but he wasn't severely hurt. He was taken to the hospital and anything and all that kind of good crap, kind of stuff there. And they killed, like Brian said, they killed the gorilla, whose name was Harambe. They killed that motherfucker, but he was a white silverback, 400-pound gorilla. And people still tripping. Why you want to kill a gorilla and all that kind of motherfucking bullshit?
Did y'all see this? This the part. This the part that had me kind of with the eyebrow raised. Did y'all see when the gorilla stood the little boy up? Like, okay, you saw when he dragged him, right?
Into the little corner.
And then when he got to his next point, he stopped, and the kid was kind of looking at him. And the gorilla like stood him up and shit. Like, I was like, what are you about to do to this little? They kept stopping the video right there. I don't know what he did to him after.
What the only thing that I saw was when he kind of dragged him into the little corner, and then where you couldn't see him no more, and the gorilla.
No, when he dragged him out of the corner. Oh. And he was kind of like in the middle, just kind of in the open.
Uh-huh.
And. Little boy, he just kind of looked like he took the little boy and stood him up like he was dusting him off. Like, you all right, Slim?
You know what? A few people were saying that it looked like the gorilla was protecting him.
Right.
But I didn't, from what I saw, I didn't see all that. Maybe he was, you know? Because if he really wanted to hurt Charlie, he probably would have did it off the break.
You did like they do in the cartoon. Slam, 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 slam.
I think they could have. I would have did. I would have tried one more thing before I would just outright shot him.
Right.
Like, the person who shot him, mm-hmm. I would have let him walk into the gorilla pen, right, with the gun.
Okay.
And maybe you can draw the gorilla away from the kid.
Child. Okay.
To a point where you could have got a different shot to maybe save him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if I would have just busted him off right then.
I didn't. I mean, they were saying that they were afraid to use
the tranquilizer.
Right. Right. Because they said that it probably wasn't going to work fast enough.
Exactly.
So I guess somebody going down there, you know, and the kid getting away. Well, I guess you would have probably had two people to go down there because one would have had to help the little kid because, I mean, I'm sure he was just like, ugh. So right. Somebody would have had to help him get away.
Absolutely.
And then if you had the other one, you know, other person with a gun or tranquilizer or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, It's an unfortunate situation. Right. It sucks that the gorilla had to die because you don't know how old the gorilla was, do you?
The gorilla was, I don't know. He was old. I know he was 400 pounds.
The fact that he looked back at his notes like it possibly made it on the paper.
Look, I know damn well that shit wasn't on here, but you know, I had
to. You tried.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, almost, no.
There you go, right there. There you go. Look, no, seriously.
He on the news right now?
Look, damn, this when he stood him up. This, oh. I mean, Dre, okay.
See.
Okay. There, y'all. Can't nobody see the right. TV.
That's why we don't need the TV on.
Nah, you got the key. But
it's
breaking news.
It's ironic that, you know, I was doing this story in the
yeah
day.
That is weird,
yeah, you know, but anyway, yeah, they killed Harambe's ass. They put a bullet in his ass. He's dead. Let's tighten up the zoo. Let's tighten up on these restraints and these little cables and shit y'all got around these big ass
you mean the barriers
and, yeah, the barriers and shit. But they said it was only like a cable, and it had to be real simple for Shorty to get down there.
No, seriously. But it looked so far, though, didn't it?
Right. How did he survive the fall?
Right. 10 feet. 10 fucking feet.
It must be a whole bunch of brush or something. Bushes or something. I mean, seriously, for him to get down there. Because it looked really far.
Right, right.
And then you have like the little moat kind of joint.
Uh-huh.
So do you think the parents should face charges?
That's another thing they were saying.
No.
I absolutely believe that they should. If not
some kind
flat
of
out charges, they should have to definitely pay some sort of restitution.
I'd like to know, like, does she have any other kids with her?
But see, that's what I was saying. I'm not sure, but
I mean,
why did she
go?
Because, like I said, I would have went down there,
right,
after my child.
But we don't know. Like, did she have?
That's what I'm saying. Her reasoning for staying.
Maybe
there
was like a baby and another kid, another kid, and like maybe another kid.
Okay, even if the baby was in the stroller, okay, you know she ain't going nowhere. I don't know you, man, but can you watch my baby? I got to go down here and get, you know, little Johnny. He only 4.
That's how this whole problem started to begin with, because she ain't watching her kids, so.
Don't. And her, she gonna stay up there and say, I'm with you, Johnny. I'm with you. You just be, how the fuck, Johnny's scared as a motherfucker.
Right. 10 minutes down there with the 400-pound gorilla.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if
imagine how it smelled.
Oof, it's probably the worst. Oh, then he grabbing your foot and you swing. Damn, that had to be the most terrifying shit. That kid gonna wake up for years with nightmares.
That's the stickiest joint in the zoo.
Terrifying to what is comedy to another?
It's gonna be just terrible.
When he grabbed the one foot, that other foot was parallel to the kid's foot.
Right, right.
What? It had to be so scary.
Jesus Christ. Man.
Poor Johnny.
Yeah, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny. When Johnny is like 12 or 14, you think he's gonna remember that shit?
I would.
I mean, you know, you never know. No, I mean, I don't remember some shit from when I was 4. I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, no. But did you have fall in a gorilla pit and have a gorilla?
I don't remember. Shit, I don't remember. That's the whole
Google mark.
Thing. Yeah, Google me. Anyway, Johnny's okay, I think. They took him to the hospital and
he's been released. Yeah. He's okay.
He's been released. He's okay. But damn it. And like I said, when they were saying that they would have shot him with a tranquilizer gun, you never know how the gorilla was gonna respond.
He could have been pissed.
Right.
They
right.
Really
that's why they didn't do
kid.
It like that. So
yeah, I got you.
So you
it
know,
sucks. Yeah,
I still think they should have tried it. I mean, something was gonna die. I think we kinda knew that the chances. If you knew he was going to shoot the gorilla, you know it was going to die. So something was going to die that day. I would have.
The gorilla or the child.
Right. I would have. I mean, if the child died,
right.
You should have been like, hey, man, hey, you shouldn't have been down there in the first place. You know. But.
Trust me, they'll still figure out some way to
see. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they were saying, too. They were saying that. If something happened to the child, the mother would have been trying to sue. But how can you sue?
But look at the amount of sales that's going to go up for everybody that wants to see the gorilla that killed the child.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one right there. Yep, that's the one.
I would like to see.
Track that little
boy. I would like to see the railing and the barriers and shit that Shorty was able to get through to get down there anyway. Right. That's what I like to see.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on from the monkey and the child. Woo! Venus and Serena, they doing their thing in the French Open, y'all. They doing their thing. I was watching it earlier today. I was watching it yesterday. Them girls are doing it. Even though Venus, she like 36. Man, her serve is what's getting her through, man. Because I'm telling you, once if somebody can return her serve and keep her moving, a lot of times the opponent, they kind of get over. But when she get sick of that shit, she be like, oh, you got that one? She put that serve in there, pow, they be like, man, they doing it. They doing it. So I don't know. They might end up seeing each other in the French Open, but I don't know. We'll see. They still got a few matches to go. Let me see. Having birthdays today. Walker Flocka turned 29 years old. Clint Eastwood with his old monkey ass turned 85. And Brooke Shields turned 50. 50.
Damn. Yeah, she does. I was thinking Clint Eastwood is 85.
Fuck him.
He is old. He looked older than my dad, and they're almost the same age.
That man was old the first time I saw him. But anyway, that concludes my diagnosis, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. Peace.
Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Welcome back. You still there? I hope you are. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for pushing play. And thank you guys for sharing the show. Shout out to the gentleman at Forget That Yo. And shout out to Martin Lufa or Rashani, a.k.a. Rashani from Single Simulcast, for always sharing the show. We really appreciate that, guys. All right. Speaking of podcasting and sharing shows and, you know, you guys have been doing this way longer than I have. So I have a question that I've been holding for a really long time. And, you know, I've asked this question of guests that we've had on Recap the Recap. But I'm curious, you know, with you guys, since starting podcasting, what has changed for you?
Well, I mean, for me, since we started, I've always tried to keep it real. I mean, with my responses to the questions and, you know, just things in general, I've tried to always keep it real. And I feel that, you know, myself, you know, when I keep it real, it's easy as opposed to, you know, trying to edit my answers and questions and stuff like that. So, like I said, just keeping it real. I pretty much think that's what I've been doing, and that's what I'll continue to do.
Keeping it real.
That's right. Keeping it real.
Keeping it 100.
The 100 to 1,000.
You know, from time to time, I go back and I listen to some of the earlier shows, and, you know, definitely the comfort level is probably the biggest thing. Sometimes I think it's so funny when we have guests on to see how nervous they are to do it. And I can only smile to myself because I remember when I was in that same position, you know. And but it's cool. It's you know, you Believe it or not, in the beginning, you were a little bit intimidated to really voice some of your opinions because you know people are not going to agree with you. And you're a little bit worried about people coming for you, but I mean, now I'm like, please come for me.
There you go.
I am here for you. You know what I'm saying? If you there with it, bring it. You know what I'm saying? And so that's definitely one. You know, on a sadder note, podcasting as a whole, I'm so disappointed to see where what used to be such a family setting for a lot of podcasts, it's just not so anymore. And, you know, people can say, oh, I guess the biggest excuse is, oh, life happened. But you know what? Life doesn't happen that hard that you can't, even if you're not podcasting, even if you're not doing it on regular, even if you don't have the same crew, even if whatever, just pick up the phone, shoot a message, say, hey, what up? You know what I'm saying? Especially a show like this that has such an open forum that we just open Skype wide up and say, hey, guys, jump on our show and interrupt our show. And we'll shut the whole show down for you to talk to you and all that, you know, and we post when we do that. You know, it's a little disheartening to see how much has fallen to the wayside or how much that family unit has deteriorated. But, you know, all in all, I love what I do. And I love even more that my life has granted me the opportunity to, you know, be 6 years strong and still, you know, going, because there's a couple times I got nervous. You know, there was a couple times where I was like, you know, oh my God, how's the show going to sound with one person? You know, because I didn't know what tomorrow brought, you know. And, you know, thank the Most High, you know, he's kept this crew together for the most part. And we've made little tweaks and little adjustments throughout. And, you know, it's so cool. It really is cool to have, you know, your crew with you, you know. And so, yeah.
That's right. That's right. And when you have a tight trio or quartet, you know, from time to time, you know, but if you got a good core, you know, you blend together and you have all the type of things that you need. What do you call it? The thing that comes together.
Voltron? What?
The Voltron that takes the arm and you put the legs together and everything. Man, you know, hey, you have nothing but trueness. You have nothing but trueness and a love, especially when you get working with people that you love to be around and, you know, you never know what's going to come out of somebody's mouth that's going to spark something else. And, you know, you got something that's going to come together. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Right. And that's what we have. That's what I think that we have.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you, Marky Mark. I think what has changed for me is, you know, I've always been a vocal person. I've always been a confident person.
Okay.
You know, a shout out to my mom and my dad for that. Actually, and some teachers. One of my teachers from high school, shout out to her too for that.
Okay.
But I know with doing podcasting, it has made me more vocal. And I feel like I found my voice a lot more. And, you know, and just being able to come here and, you know, like y'all said, it's like, I look forward to coming here. You know, in the beginning, it was a little rough for me because, you know, I was nervous.
Right, right.
And you guys were always like, rah, like trying to razz me all the time. You know, and I had to understand that was coming from a place of love, not because you were mad at me, not because you were upset with me, but that's just a form of hazing, for lack of a better term.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't get that in the beginning. But then it took me a minute. I was like, oh, this is
that's what's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I get it now. Right. You know, but, you know, and even doing like RTR when we do it, you know, it like when we had people on and we were interviewing them, and I would get like a feeling of nerves and butterflies and stuff like right before we were going to interview people, and I was like, why am I feeling this way? I don't understand.
All right.
But I think that's still a good thing, because that still means I'm still excited to, you know, to be here and to do this. And, you know, because like B was saying, or Fear Styles was saying, mm-hmm. it's like at points I was like, man, I forget this bull. I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired. Right. Sometimes you do get tired. Right. And sometimes you do want a break. And granted, you know, there are shows out there, you know, that tape every day. I'm like, whew, I don't know how y'all do that. But, you know, we tape on Mondays, and then sometimes, you know, like, again, with RTR, we were taping, like, once or twice a week or whatever. But, you know, and it gets to be tiring, but,
right.
you know, then people, like, communicate with us on Twitter, or they communicate with us on Facebook, and it, like, it makes you feel really good.
Right. And that's, you know, the whole thing, the communication.
Right.
When you get feedback from your listeners and stuff like that, it kind of fuels you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes you feel like, why am I doing this?
Right.
You know, nobody's listening. You know, and then, like you said, you know, when people start to talk to you, when they start to communicate with you, you start to feel like, oh, these people are listening, and I owe something to these people to be here,
mm-hmm.
to give them something to talk about.
Right.
You know.
Or to listen to. Because I get a text every, like, Monday or Tuesday from one of my friends, shout out, you know who you are. And then he's like, did y'all tape? And it makes me laugh every time. Right. I'm like, Negro, you know we take.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what feels good when people say they miss you?
Yeah.
When, you know, like for some reason that we can't tape that week.
Right.
You know, when our schedule was all fucked up or whatever. You know, people like, you know, we miss you guys. Yeah. You know, we need to hear from you. Don't do that shit again. You know, that is what fuels you to be here the next week. And we just saying that, we love you guys, all you guys that listen to us every week. We love you, man, and we're going to keep on bringing it to you as much as we can.
Yeah. And also, B, where you were saying about the other podcasters. Yeah, I missed that. It was a, you know, a big group, and it was a lot of camaraderie for a second. And not to say that it's still not going on. You know, I don't know. Maybe I just got lazy and I kind of fell out of doing, you know, certain things. I don't know. But I do miss that too. Cause I mean, you know, it's like I got to interact with people, you know, other podcasters that, of course, if I wasn't doing podcasting, I wouldn't be able to interact with. And the same thing again with the listeners is like, you know, you're meeting people and that you normally would have no interaction with or no type of contact with. And it's kind of cool, you know, Kmart getting married.
Mm.
I'm like, I feel honored. I'm like, he's never met us, but I feel honored that if we could get there, I feel like he would actually really and truly invite us to his wedding. Exactly. You know, and it feels really cool.
Not only invite us, but he can actually invite us to kind of do a live show there.
Oh gosh.
Can you imagine just sitting in the back of the wedding? Like, okay, so here comes Kmart. He has a polka dot tux on. Sort of lavender in color. why do we have tambourines?
Oh, okay, I'll put it back down. I'll put it back down.
He got overly excited.
Yeah, in
church. We don't even know if it's going to be in church, but either way.
Well, but it wasn't even church. It's just, you know how the golf announcers are. Okay,
right.
He approaches
you
the
can
aisle,
golf clap.
You know what I'm saying? And he has on a purple tux with our lavender polka dots and pink tie.
Feel like a
He's moving to the ball.
Okay, now if you notice, he's kind of looking back like he's having second thoughts. Is he going to bail?
Yes.
Vegas odds are 10-1 that he's going to bail on his wedding. And
there you go.
Well,
that would be great. That would be great to do a live show from the wedding.
He's like, no. Maybe the reception? But either way, I think it's really cool that he's like, hey, if you can come.
Do you think he'll let me, like, I mean, I know he's going to have a DJ as well. You think he'll let me, like, get on the ones and twos for a minute?
I would say he probably would.
Yeah. If you know who you are and the way he loves the show, nigga, you in.
Maybe you can get pre-reception.
little pre-reception.
Mm-hmm. Ones and twos, maybe.
You mean before anybody get there?
No. You know, before, like, they always have, like, a cocktail hour.
Oh, I don't want to do that while people eating and shit. No, fuck all that.
No, a cocktail hour.
I
want
to wait till it's time to dance. Everybody, you know,
well,
twist
y'all
it.
Talk about that amongst yourselves. I don't know.
Okay, Mark. I say you have dueling DJs.
Uh-oh.
And whoever wins gets the money for the shit.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
But either way, I'm just saying that I feel like if we went to Cali, you know, we would get some love from our Cali people.
No doubt.
Or if we went anywhere.
Cali.
We better.
Right. Okay.
You said we? You ain't going to Cali.
I ain't, but I'm just saying.
Well, he was saying y'all. But you know what you're saying.
By we, I mean y'all.
We all. Y'all we.
Anyway, so that's dope. Yeah, I like I said, I've had that question for so long, and I've asked that question to others, and I just wanted to, you know, put it out there and ask you guys, what do you think, and you know about it. So,
getting this all sentimental all up in here, yeah.
Right?
You know, just to kind of wrap this up on Doc's note there, you know, it's one thing, and it's very flattering to see the numbers. From, you know, the downloads and what have you, but it means so much more to get a, you know, interaction with you all.
Absolutely.
You know, to put a name with a number, to put a voice with a name.
Mm-hmm.
And when we open up Skype, to put a face with a voice. I mean, that you guys don't know how much that means. And I'm sure some of you guys are kind of sitting in your little hate corner talking, I'm tired of hearing about BTG and K-Martin and
Ms. Davis and Chaz,
you know what?
Rowe,
well, if you want to stop
Kyle
hearing
Love
about them, and you want to hear about
Forget That Yo,
yourself, just reach out and say hi, man.
There you go.
We're very approachable people. We like to have fun. We're going to fuck with you. But
we do bite.
In a nice way.
And all my
nipple.
job my boys out there,
especially man, them,
right?
Uh huh.
Because you say they listen all the time,
and
right?
They listen all the time, and they have all these fucking ideas, Mark. What y'all should do? Well, okay. I hear y'all.
They sound like 15WA back in the day.
Right.
Remember every Tuesday at work. Exactly. Hey man, y'all should've.
Yeah,
and
man.
As soon as he got on the show, that nigga
do the sports, and I'm gonna add some things. Okay, man. Y'all saying all. I hear you every day. I hear you every day, man. Come on, man.
I tell you what, Doc. I see so many of your coworkers. I'm just gonna start randomly pulling them niggas up in the street.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially that dude that be over there on what's called them street right there, nigga. When you see me, when you see a big 6'8" nigga step to you, don't put your hands up. Just go on, take it.
Take it.
What?
Whatever. Ooh. Whatever I'm in the mood for that day.
All right.
Might be a backhand. Might be a choke out. Might be a little side of me. You never know what's up in the movie that day.
Okay. Lord. Well, there you go. Hey, Brian, Alton, Alan, Paris, Kevin, y'all heard it. You better step up. We're going to put all y'all in one goddamn bunch and go at each and every one of you.
You heard. We
That's
know how
right.
to do that.
That's right. We know how to make you feel bad.
Correct.
Without
wait,
you being
no,
on the
no,
show.
No, no, no. Don't say bad.
Now, yeah, okay.
Wait. Are you trying to say RIP, James?
Look, that's why they're scared to call it now. Y'all better come on, man. You better rep. You better step up and rep yourself, man, before we rest in peace, all
right,
you guys.
RIT, rest in taping. That's
man,
hilarious.
You know I love you, boys. Man, come on, man. Step up.
Right.
Step up, dog.
Okay. Let me, before we get into the feedback.
Dogs.
Right. You're so silly. We'll see if they do it. I kind of feel like they won't, but whatever.
Yeah.
Or that's whatever.
Right. Well, if they don't, we going in at them.
Or whatever.
All of them.
So, I forgot to mention real quick, this, speaking of people, you know, like I said, Ms. Davis always gives us feedback, always on Facebook. And, you know, she's dropped in the show a couple times. I mean, you know, a big supporter of the show. So, remember the question from last week. when I think we asked how long should a session last or something like that. Okay. You know what's so funny? Like, one thing about podcasting too, it's like sometimes you say stuff on air and you forget you said it, and then somebody calls you out and you're like, wait, what? I said what?
Right.
And you actually, because it's like the conversation is just flowing, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, and it's genuine and it's good, and you're just like, you forget what the hell you said, and you get till you get called out on it. But anyway, so Ms. Davis said, like Richard Pryor said in Harlem Nights, give me a strong 20. You don't remember that scene, Mark?
I remember him saying, I'll give you 15 strong minutes. Then we just doze off into a deep coma. Now, when it comes to movies now, you better be good with your quotes, because I'm good with it.
She's saying give her a strong 20. I mean, he may have said 15, but she's asking for 20.
I can do that. I mean, wait a minute. Hold up.
Wait. I don't know if she was talking to you, but
No, I'm just saying,
I don't know.
Okay,
I mean,
my bad. Okay, good. Do your thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Delete my statement. Yeah.
Go ahead. Took initiative there, huh?
Right. He was like, Miss Davis, look here.
Not to follow up on the source.
Right. He was like, look here, girl. I can give you a good 20. I mean, all maybe not all at the same time, but.
Let's get some of this verbal feedback in.
In a deep show, it's BTG. Hey, I got a question. I think I sent my feedback in about the Queen's question. Well, I'll just get it out of the way again. You know, I prefer quickies though, and a quickie shouldn't last no more than like 3 to 5 minutes. The quickies are the best, man. Quickies are the best, and it's a quickie, so that means hurry up and get it out of the way. Pulling panties to the side, lift the dress up. You know, and just get it over with. Now, I got a question, and I seen this question on Facebook. The question is, and I'm not sure if y'all had this topic before, but I thought it was interesting because I got a lot of answers on this on Facebook, and that is, if a woman falsely accused a man of rape, should she go to jail? Should she be charged? And if she is going to get charged, if you think she should get charged, what type of crime, I mean, what type of time should she be looking at? Because, I had it written down, I'm at work, but I did have some pointers or some stories that I looked up of men being falsely accused that actually went to jail for a while, and they did some years. They did some years. My brother, on a personal note, he was working for the school board, and a woman passed out, and he went to go try to help her, and she accused him of rape. Went through everything, went to court. There was no force, no, what is it called, force of entry or anything like that, her clothes wasn't ripped or anything like that. But he still got charged for it. He still went to jail. He lost his job, and he had to file as a sex offender. Come to find out, she has a history of doing that. Not as a joke, but I think it's something like mentally wrong with her. But, you know, I'm not talking about...
Does it?
Yeah, it cut off on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You was talking too much. Should we table that question for when the whole crew's here? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because
I was ready to get down with
right.
it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good question.
I saw that question on Facebook as well, and I responded to it. I don't know what page it was on.
Yeah, no, that was a good question. Diego and I have had that conversation too. And it was about, you know, get the pussy confirmation. Remember that whole conversation? Mm. And actually, he showed me an article where there's now like a text app. But anyway, I think that's a great question that we should save when the whole crew,
no doubt,
is here. Because, you know, that can get pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tried to write it down, but if not, you can email it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. BTG, and I will make sure I write it down, the complete question for the next show. Okay.
Okay. So I know we just hit the feedback that was cut off. There is a time limit on.
Is there really? Because I feel like he sent in feedback that was way longer than that.
There's a time limit on the hotline. And the feedback was cut off. And I guess we have Mr. BTG here, sir.
Hi, black people.
What's going on, sir?
Chilling.
So we just listened to your feedback.
Oh, shit, was it a long one?
Have you ever not sent a long one? I don't think that's ever possible.
I mean, it got cut off at the end. I don't,
I don't know what you're talking about.
But good. That was first of all, definitely sorry to hear about your peeps there.
Yeah.
That is it's a touchy situation, and we're definitely gonna wait. What in the college hell?
What?
You trying to break out of jail over there, bro?
Damn, y'all heard that? I just closed the dresser.
Good gosh.
Meatloaf, pick it up.
Damn, what's some headphones y'all got?
Trying to tell you, tweak audio.
Them shits is hella tweak.
This is a cold idea. You get 30.
Tell him, Mark.
Make you remember that shit now.
Right.
But,
tell him.
Lifetime guarantee.
But yeah, I actually saw that question on Facebook as well. And I think that's a great question to bring up when the whole crew was here. Damn, and Jane is serving her second week of a 2-week suspension, so she'll be back.
I wanted to talk to her too.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Man, she'll be out next week, I think.
Yeah.
What up, Mark?
What's up, Pippin? What's going on, nephew?
I'm actually at work right now.
Okay.
Are you
okay.
Like me? You had to get it in today, huh?
Yeah.
I can dig it.
It's that bullshit.
I can dig it. That's all right. That money feel good.
Yeah, I'd rather be with family right now, though.
I can dig it.
Queen?
Yes, sir.
I see you over there. You not going to speak?
I hear you.
Yes?
I've said hello.
Queen, do you really love me?
Sometimes.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to keep it 100. Nice. Sometimes I want to beat you up.
What did I do?
And then sometimes I want to hug you. That's love, man. That's love. That means that's family. Because sometimes you want to, you know, beat up your brother or your sister. And then sometimes you want to bring them close and hug them.
I always want to hold and hug the queen. She's just so lovable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was telling her earlier in the show.
Okay.
I feel like that was some sarcasm to that.
She has an attractive nature.
I'm waving at you. Can you see me?
I see it.
Okay.
That's so much love coming from that wave.
I'm just saying, you know I love you. When you listen to the show, you'll know we gave you all props. I mean, sometimes it's like we kid and we poke. We prod and, you know, we say funny shit, but it's all in love. You know, we really appreciate you. You know,
that's why I've been rocking with y'all from day one.
Yeah. We do. We really appreciate you. Sniff.
No doubt.
Teardrop.
So what's new, man? Who cooked?
You know what?
We've been here.
I was normally on a day like today, I would have a spread for the crew. But because I chose to hire African Americans to do my backyard, it's halfway done.
Wow.
For 2 months now.
Wait, can I tell you that I walked up and I was walking down a sidewalk? I was like, oh yeah, something smells really good. And I got closer. I was like, oh man, it's been there. How did he do that? He had to work today. I got closer to the door and I opened. I was like, oh. Okay, that must be coming from the house on the other side of his house, because I just smell candles. And okay, well, he has a full bar, so, you know, it's all good.
Hey, when y'all coming out here, man?
When is Kmart getting married?
I don't know.
How you not know?
That's your boy, right?
Ooh, oopsie.
Okay.
Oopsie doodle.
Kmart's a homie, but the only dates is I remember is my anniversary and my birthday.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he's actually nailed down a date yet.
No, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, look, I mean, we got them sorry ass Rams that's down here. We can go check them out. We can go to the beach, Malibu, Venice. Y'all gotta come chill with us, man.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Malibu. That's one.
Listen. Y'all can go to the beach and all that. I'm gonna stay home and I'll babysit Princess while y'all out doing that shit. I'm good. Princess gives me life.
She's so adorable.
So y'all can do all that beach stuff. I'm just gonna chill with the princess.
Those facial expressions are hilarious.
She's the truth.
You see her.
So the truth.
How Christmas tree doing, man?
They at home right now, chilling, having fun. They actually spending all the money right now. I'm making it and they spending it.
That's what's happening. Right,
well, that's how I go. Well,
I mean, duh.
The natural flow. Is there a kitty cat over there?
Damn, y'all heard that too?
What you working at? A rescue shelter? You got kitty cats in the drawer and shit?
I think he does.
No, I'm at my client house. They got a cat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Kick that motherfucker. Tell him you're doing a live.
Oh.
Hate cats, man.
Why?
Act like that cat is like terrorizing a little white kid and shit.
Yeah, I don't like cats either, so.
Oh, cats are cool.
Cats are so not cool.
I hate
cats. I just don't.
You wasn't saying that when you were at your sister's house.
No, I like cats. I mean, now granted, her cat, it will, if you pet her the wrong way, she will be like, and you're like, what?
And if you do anything else, it will meow all day long.
But she's just like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Like, what's up? That's her way of, like, I guess a dog barking. She's like, where are you going? Meow, meow. It's cute. And like I said, until you start trying to pet her and you don't pet her properly. And then she get a little pissed at you.
Hey, look, it's always been doing to others. You scratch me, I kick the shit out you. It don't matter.
Okay.
I will motherfucking dislocate your hip.
I hope she didn't listen to this show.
Y'all been playing in a while.
Say what now? Amen. Uh-oh, hold on. We're losing there, doctor. He said we've been playing in a while.
I said y'all playing.
Move that cat back closer to you so we can hear you.
I said, y'all planning on watching the game tonight?
Oh, it depends on how inebriated I get today. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No. I'm going to just answer
so
for myself.
So two no's and a maybe.
No.
I know Serena and Venus did that thing today.
It's a good thing you turned that on today. You had something to talk about.
Come on, they're dope, though. They're still going strong. They're dope. Gotta give them props, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As often as possible.
But I don't. Okay. I don't even want to know what that means.
I'm just saying, every chance you get, you should shout out Venus and Serena for their accomplishments.
We California, man. We California. Beautiful. People, man.
Yeah, beautiful black women.
Compton, baby. Right.
You ain't saying shit.
Huh?
You ain't saying shit about.
No, I didn't. There wasn't a reason for me to talk about them, sir.
Okay. We'll do your thing.
I will, and you do yours.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing up Venus and Cerulean.
Happy Monday.
All right, well, he's. BTG has.
Left the building?
He left the building.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a super quick break and get right back with you. Let's have some fun with the crew.
Now I begin another search. The the incredibly involved, the incredibly difficult and incredibly frustrating search. The incredibly involved, the incredibly difficult and incredibly frustrating search trying to pull together the history of a people.
Africa. Well, how you doing?
Great.
Are we all excited to acknowledge our history?
Yes, we are.
All right. Yeah. Now, I decided to hit you guys with a super, 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 super easy one.
Oh, boy.
Okay? It's super easy, but it's so easy, I had to put a degree of difficulty in it.
Okay,
so I'm not going to play the actual sample first, but I'm going to play a little bit later in the song just to see if you guys can pick up the sample in the background. Hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody with me?
Hey, yeah, do what you do.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here is the original. Mama's in her kitchen. She's stirring the pot. Don't listen to the words, listen to the music. Queen is smiling. Queen feels a little something. I don't know if Doc's asleep.
Okay. Thanks for waking me up.
Nothing, Queen?
No, it's the little... I know people can't really hear it. Well, no, you can hear it in your headphones. The little twink. It's like I hear it, but I can't.
I'm going to start the song from the beginning and tell me if you can tell me at that point.
It's not that song. The underneath will almost sound like our song, too. Our idea song.
Can't make this one any easier. There'll never be another one this easy.
It's a rock song, though, right? No? Mama's in
her kitchen. I don't know.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't think.
Nothing?
I mean, it's familiar. I just, it's not popping in my head.
All right.
I'm sure as soon as you play it, I'm sure we'll be like, burr.
All right.
Does anybody say that anymore?
Well, here's the song that sampled it.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Where were you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my
wallet in El Segundo.
I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet
in El Segundo.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my
wallet in El Segundo.
I gotta get it. I got to get it.
My mother went away for a month long trip.
It's so funny how music is like shit. She made a big mistake. I thought you were gonna play like the Justin Bieber song and the other Chick song. So that was in the news, like he's getting sued for that. But I forgot the beginning of that song. I definitely know that song. Totally.
I knew once you heard it.
I couldn't remember the beginning of that song. I remember the hook. But I'm curious, any of the Deepsters out there, did you remember that song?
You know, they're all going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got that one off the plate.
Don't send me a text message because you know who you are telling me we stupid and we ain't know who it was. Blah, 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 blah. You know who you are. Don't send me no text. It's different when you're sitting in the seat, man.
Right, right.
Like I said, I know the song, but just didn't think of the music. Talk about Mother Africa.
Yeah, all right. Well, talk about Mother Africa. Another great one.
Oh, there's more.
No, no, I'm saying that was another.
That was great.
Yeah,
it was great. We just didn't know it, but it was great.
We're sorry, people.
I swear to God, when I picked that one, I said they're gonna get this one.
No, if I would have remembered the beginning, then yeah, totally didn't even cross my mind. You'd ask me back when I was in college. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I would have known.
All comes from in Africa.
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 All right.
Africa.
Well,
say Africa.
He say Africa.
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 Say Africa. You know what? You said, if you think in your mind, you're like, oh, they were wrong. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437 so we can challenge you.
Also, this is a holiday week, but you guys are not off the hook. We want to hear your feedback on how has the IDS show changed since you started listening. For all of us, for all you diehard listeners that have been there from back in the day, tell us what changed for the better or what changed for the worse.
Yeah, Rude Boy said he's listened to every episode, which I'm like, damn, for real? I don't even think I heard every episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rude Boy. Bum, bum, bum.
We want to hear. What has changed for you? What do you want back within our power?
Every episode.
What do you want to hear more of? What can you do without?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? You're not off the hook. You have homework assignments, people.
Yeah, there you go.
If we got to work on a holiday, BTG has to work on a holiday, you have to work on a holiday.
Good question.
All right. I didn't come off as creepy saying I'd take care of Princess while you guys party today.
I didn't think it was creepy.
I hope I didn't. You know how I am with that. I love little babies.
Yeah. I mean, she's adorable. Right. She's adorable. I don't like babysitting babies, but she's adorable.
Unofficial lawyer.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right.
We're signing.
Didn't know that.
We're trying to get California to mandate that she gets $5 per kiss.
Oh.
Taken or given.
Because
there's too much of that shit happening and she's not getting paid for it.
Okay, great.
Yep. That includes her parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one guy, I just keep seeing him all in her face and stuff. That's her dad.
Yeah.
$5 a kiss, sir. Need you to get some more overtime in. This time and a half you get into that shit come in handy.
Hey, Helen. Yep. Who you guys going to vote? Who you going to vote for?
You asked this question.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep on.
It's really only two people. My
you got a pen and paper? Want to write this down?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Get this over with?
Well, actually, somebody else, I think they said somebody from the Libertarian Party joined too. So.
Right.
Well, it's only two people, and the one person I'm not voting for Trump. So go from there.
Okay. I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Good. I'm undecided.
Okay. You undecided too?
I just said there's two people and I'm not voting for Trump.
All right. That's it.
Doctor.
Name? Oh, I was getting ready to. Let me see. Two fingers for Hillary Clinton. One finger for all the traffic that we've had in D.C. this weekend. Was giving me
this weekend.
You had to work.
Thank you. Okay. You don't need to do shit. But other than the traffic, the weather's been pretty good.
Except for 10 minutes ago.
It's heating up.
It was monsooning outside, but.
The 3 days that we had of non rain were pretty good.
That's what I know.
Yesterday.
All right. Queen.
Queen.
All right. Two fingers to my peoples, my crew. Had a great time hanging out on Saturday. And that was dope. One finger goes out to my farmer's tan. That is not going away. I thought, yesterday would have helped, but still there.
Why would you want your tan to go away?
I said farmer. You know what a farmer's tan is?
No. What is it?
Where it's like you, one part, because you have on like sleeves, so one part's light, the other part is dark.
Well, okay.
So you see the difference, right? That's what I said. One finger to the farmer's tan,
okay,
that I thought would have gone away yesterday because it was hot as hell outside.
Got you.
You know, and it looks really weird. So
you are. Yeah.
So hopefully,
people understand.
Hopefully,
I think people understand.
Okay, so hopefully that'll go away soon too. Okay. And yeah, I'm with you too on the. I like to see more sun.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, I bet
I
you do.
Got one.
Yeah. I like to see more sun out there. Not heat. I just like to see more sun.
Okay. All right.
Let me two fingers to adults that don't follow rules. I mean, to one finger to adults that don't follow rules. Two fingers for people to still spank their children.
Yes, sir.
Without crossing the line of abuse.
No doubt.
But a good, stern ass whooping.
Mm. Out to the people.
With the chancletas?
Out to the people!
With the chancletas or with your hand?
I don't care how I go down. Yep. Beat that ass.
Okay.
Beat it. I mean, shit. Do like my mama and whoop her with a rope. Beat that ass. Damn. Those will be out of here next week, so shake them all you can right now. All right. So we got to go. We'd like to thank you for tuning in on this holiday weekend. Shout out to Rude Boy chilling poolside, as he says.
Oh, excuse us.
Signifying, I swear.
Right.
All that talk about I'll be in DC all the time. Now, I ain't seen that nigga not one time.
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Didn't say he'd be in DC all the time.
He told me I'll be in DC all the time. He dropping stuff off DC.
Maybe he dropping it off and turning around and going back out.
Right, but then don't hit me talking about you being in DC all the time. You'll be through DC. You'll be in DC.
Is that like you're through, like you can claim an airport that you've been to? Like,
right.
I was in the Iceland airport, and yeah, so you had a layover? You can't count Reykjavik if you didn't step outside. Okay, let me take that back because I do want to count that airport on my passport. Okay. All right. I just messed that up.
Okay. So, as always, in closing, we here at IDS like to say,
God woke up this morning, and the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out.
You be safe too, BTG.